We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Philip has just lost the respect of the Youth League football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
On the Tar Heel Sports Network from Learfield IMG College, this is Roy Williams Live, brought to you by Carolina Ford. Drive it like a Tar Heel. Drive it like a Ford. Check out the adventure-ready Ford Ranger at your Carolina Ford dealer. Proud sponsor of Carolina Athletics. Trusted choice independent insurance agents of North Carolina. Distracted driving is a serious problem. Don't text and drive. And by Wells Fargo, official sponsor of Carolina Athletics. Live from top of the hill, this is Roy Williams Live. Here is your host, the voice of the Tar Heels, Jones Angel.
Welcome inside top of the hill restaurant. It is a Monday, November the 4th, and it is time for our very first of the season, Roy Williams Live, alongside the Hall of Fame head coach of the Tar Heels. He, of course, Roy Williams. My name's Jones Angel. So glad to be here with you, and you can be a part of the show. 866-STAR-HEEL, 866-827-4335. Casey's back in the studio. Casey will take your call. He'll get your question. Send it to us here at the restaurant. You can also put a question if you're watching us on Facebook Live. Just put a question right there in the comments. We'll grab those. You can also send me a tweet. It's at Jones Angel. Angel still has two L's at the end. And you can fire a tweet to me during the show as well. Coach, great to be with you again. And even though it is only November the 4th, basketball season is almost here. How are you, sir?
I'd be a lot better if it wasn't with you.
it's a bad way to start the year.
It's too early for this crap. You know, it's a little early. I think this is the earliest show we've
earliest
ever done.
Earliest show we've ever had.
Jesus Christ. Got to see you every Monday night and every game night.
Starting early.
Just think how bad your wife has it, the way I look at it. So, but other than that, it's good. Thanks, everybody, for being here. Y'all really had a tough time figuring out something to do tonight, but we appreciate you being here anyway.
How was your off season? Been a couple months since we've seen you. What's been going on with you?
Oh, nothing. Sort of laying around, watching the trees. It's been a busy fall. People used to laugh, or they'd laugh when they started talking to me and finding out. But the summer's really our busiest time of the year. We're gone a lot more than we are any other time. Spring this year, the calendar for the recruiting calendar was the most ridiculous it's ever been. So we did recruiting in April. We did recruiting in May. We did recruiting in June. We did recruiting in July. Mm-hmm. You know, so it was a big part of the summer was that right there. And then school starts. And like you say, it's here quickly. The earliest I think we've ever played a game, the earliest we've ever started practice, and for sure the earliest we've ever played a conference game. Yep. But so it's been busy. Today was practice number 27, and it was not a jewel. Some days are diamonds, some days are stones. Today was a stone at practice, but that's okay. We get to play Wednesday night, not tonight. But no, the good group of kids. Got a lot of injuries. It's been a struggle at times to put things together in practice, having enough guys to do what we're trying to do. But it's been a lot more unfortunate for those individuals than it is for our team. But good group of guys. Don't know how good we'll be by any means right now. It remains to be seen. The exhibition game didn't really tell us a lot. I was not pleased with the way we played there. The scrimmage against Villanova told us a little bit more. They hit us right in the mouth early, and we backed off a little bit and then finally got back into the game and did a lot better late in the game. But playing Notre Dame with all five starters coming back, it'll be a challenge. And some of our guys, I asked them if they were ready to start crying for mama or they were going to play. And they looked at me, but the ones that knew who I was talking about, they knew what in the crap I was talking about. So, but it'll be interesting. We just wasn't a very good practice today. Hopefully tomorrow will be great, and get ready to play a big-time game on Wednesday night.
I was going to ask you about the injuries, I think.
Oh, wait, and I forgot one other thing this summer, too. I had a little baby granddaughter, first baby girl in our family. So it was, she was born August 2nd. My birthday was August 1st. Little Kenzie Lila was born August the 2nd. She will not be spoiled at all. And she's the prettiest thing I've ever looked at. So other than that, it was a pretty simple summer.
Everybody healthy and good, feeling good?
Yeah, except for me and Wanda. She's okay physically. She's just worried about me mentally. She's trying to decide if I'm worth more dead or alive. And I hope don't anybody tell her.
Coach, I was going to ask you about the injuries. I think most Tar Heel fans know about the guys you have not been able to practice with, Sterling Manley, Jeremiah Francis, Anthony Harris. But some other guys, Andrew Playtech, Leaky Black, I know have been limited at times. Just how challenging has it been to practice the way you want to with so many guys in and out right now?
Yeah, it's been the worst preseason for trying to establish what we want to be that I've ever had. We have counting walk-ons. We called poor Robbie O'Han the day before practice started and asked him if he wanted to try out. You know, because we needed another body out there to practice, and he's worked his tail off and really done a nice job for us and may see some action before we know it kind of thing. But we have 18 guys, and that's it's not way too many. I like 16, but 18 counting the walk-ons. And first 3 weeks of practice, it was usually 10 or 11 that could go full court. The rest of them couldn't go full court. So it's been a challenge to that, and it got worse on Friday night with B-Rob getting hurt, because not only is B-Rob our most experienced wing player, he was the third point guard for us, because on the third practice, K.J. Smith got hurt third practice of the year and hasn't had a full practice yet. And today was the first time he's been allowed to go up and down full court. So it's, as you said, Leakey was out, Andrew was out, everybody's I think I need to go back and look and see who has made every practice and the entire practice. It'd be a very small list.
Wanted to ask you, Coach, you've been practicing a little more than a month now. Oh, by the way, I want to finish thought on B-Rob quickly. Okay. Just in case people didn't see it, it was announced on Saturday, Brandon Robinson. It was there were x-rays done, no fractures or breaks in the ankle or foot area for Brandon, who was injured in the exhibition game. Sprained ankle is the official word, no timetable for his return right now, and certainly hope to see him again out there soon. Coach, what have you liked about your team here through the first month or so, and what are the biggest areas where you'd like to see some improvement?
Well, humorously, the best thing we've done, we've had two guys. Now it's B-Rob, and it was KJ. Our guys, when they ride around on that little one-leg scooter, God almighty, they're really quick going from place to place.
If only they could put that on the court.
Yeah, if they could put that on the court, that would help, and a lot of stamina. But the quality of the kids, I'll still say that. With the two freshmen, Armando and Cole, are the same kind of level as Kobe and Nasir were. So that could be a little bit of a wash on nights they'll be better than the guys were last year, and early in the season on nights they may not be. The biggest problem we have is just trying to replace Luke, Kenny, and Cam.
Yeah.
And you just don't do that. Three guys who are seniors, two guys who are with you 4 years, another guy who was in college for 5 years. I mean, it was just such an experienced team and very focused. It had drove the team. They worked so hard and dared everybody to try to outwork them or work with them. And so that's the part that you don't have. But I like our enthusiasm. Today we did not even have that. I think they're scared to death right now. So I told them it's all right to be scared tonight. By God, you better not be on Wednesday night. But the quality of the kids, Cole and Armando really give you an influx of quite a bit of talent as freshmen. B-Rob was practicing very well. Garrison. is just a plotter who's gotten a little bit better and a little bit better and a little bit better, is expanding his game a little bit more, doing some more things offensively. And so those are the parts we like. And then, you know, you got Anthony and Jeremiah Francis are both hurt, haven't practiced one possession live play yet. Justin Pearson, Christian Keeling, the grad transfers are doing some good things. You know, Christian in the exhibition game the other night had 0 points at halftime, yep, and then had 14 in the second half. I told him I liked the second half, Christian, a lot better than I did the first. Justin is trying to play two positions, which is a little harder and got even worse because, you know, without Sterling at all and those kind of things, we need him as a big guy. But now without B-Rob, we need him as a perimeter player. So he'll play a little bit at both spots. But right now, the thing I think we have going for us is that there are such good kids that I think they'll continue to work hard all year.
We're going to have a great time here over the next 45 minutes or so. Looking forward to chatting with Coach about Carolina basketball and love to get some of your questions. We already have a bunch built up, but, of course, we can always take more. Again, that number is 866-TAR-HEEL, 866-827-4335. Put a question in the comments on Facebook Live. Send me a tweet at Jones Angel, Angel2Ls at the end. Lots of different ways you can get questions into the show. Looking forward to talking with Coach and looking forward to being with you over the next 45 minutes. It's Roy Williams Live from Learfield, IMG College.
When it comes to your favorite team, you've got a lot to be passionate about. Same is true with the all-new adventure-ready Ford Ranger. Once you experience the boundary-pushing off-road tech and legendary Ford toughness, you'll become a big fan of Ranger, too. The only adventure gear built Ford tough. Drive it home. Drive it now. Drive it like a Ford. For great offers on Ranger, go to buyfordnow.com or visit your Carolina Ford dealer today.
We all have stories to tell. Let Pandora Jewelry help you tell your story with distinctive designs that represent what you love. Discover the pieces that fuel your passions, inspire self-expression, and spark creativity. So follow your own rules and get lost in the spirit of adventure. What do you love? Shop Pandora Jewelry now and discover the stories that make you, you.
Available at Reed's Jewelers and Reed's.com.
My lucky number? 500. I have 500 songs in my workout playlist, and my college application essay was exactly 500 words. But now I have a new favorite 500. $500 tuition. In North Carolina, three universities charge just $500 tuition per semester for in-state students. That's right, $500 tuition per semester at three state universities. Learn more at affordableeducation.org. Affordable college for everyone. Produced with U.S. Ed Gear Up grant funds awarded to the UNC system. P334S120003.
It's bow time at Bojangles. Come in today for our bold, craveable chicken supremes. At Bojangles, we believe chicken tenders should be full of flavor. That's why we don't serve chicken fingers, strips, or nuggets. We serve whole breast tenders with a one-of-a-kind spice you can only find at Bojangles. Our chicken supremes are the best. How else do you think they got their name? Hurry in for a chicken supremes combo with your choice of fixin', a biscuit, and a drink. Bojangles, it's bow time, y'all.
UNC fans, when you're looking for a unique shopping and dining experience, make Crabtree Valley Mall your game day, any day, all day destination. Crabtree offers more than 200 unique shops like Southern Marsh, Brooks Brothers, Oakley, Allen Edmonds, Coach, Altered State, and the Disney Store, plus restaurants like the Cheesecake Factory, Fleming's Prime Steakhouse, Uncle Julio's Mexican from Scratch, and Seasons 52 Fresh Grill. Visit us at shopcrabtree.com. Crabtree Valley Mall, Linwood Avenue, Raleigh.
Back here at Top of the Hill Restaurant for the latest edition, the first edition of the season of Roy Williams Live. A reminder, 15 home games this season for the Tar Heels. Individual game tickets are available. They can be purchased at GoHeels.com. Already have a couple games sold out. Clemson, Boston College, Duke, Virginia, and the Wofford game that will be played in Carmichael. Those five games already sold out, but individual game tickets available for others. Again, you can go to GoHeels.com and pick those up. I want to talk a little more about Coach, about the preseason, some of the things the Tar Heels have been doing, and then we're going to get to your questions for Coach after this next commercial break. And Coach, you mentioned the closed scrimmage against Villanova. That occurred a little more than a week ago here in Chapel Hill. The Tar Heels had gone up to Philadelphia last year for a similar exercise. What did you feel like your team was able to accomplish against the Wildcats?
Well, as I said earlier, they hit us right in the mouth earlier in the game. Were more aggressive, more they were tougher, quicker to the ball, boxed out harder, did all those things, and hammered us pretty good for a few minutes. And you know, the score was close at the end of 20 minutes. I think they outscored us 6 or 7 or 8, something like that. And so the most encouraging thing is that we kept coming back, and I think we outscored them the rest of the scrimmage periods. We did a 20-minute scrimmage, and then a 6-minute scrimmage, and then a 20-minute scrimmage, and then an 8-minute scrimmage, strictly with zone defense on both ends. And but that was the most encouraging thing, that we did come back after they hit us in the mouth. And but you got to be ready to play when the ball's tossed up, mm-hmm. and that was the most discouraging thing. But I think we did better after that.
Coach, then you had the matchup with Winston-Salem State. You talked a little bit about it on Friday night. Certainly the Tar Heels are expected to win that game. 96-61, the final score. Seemed like some of the good. 32-9, fast break, big rebounding advantage, 7 players with 8 or more points. Some not as good, the 23 turnovers that your team had.
Yeah, you know, basketball is really a simple game. I mean, it really is. Mm-hmm. You know, you get the ball and I get the ball. You get the ball and I get the ball. So one way to break that is for me to get more offensive rebounds and not allow you to get offensive rebounds. That gives me more opportunities. Then after you get past that, it's the quality of our shot compared to the quality of your shot. And that's pretty simple. You know, work a little bit harder to get a better shot. And the only other variable that goes in there is don't turn the ball over. It means you get more shots. Mm-hmm. And it really is a pretty game. So quit being stupid and just think about those kind of things. And if we get a better shot every time down the court, we're going to be better off. If we get second shots, we're going to be better off. And if we throw the ball to our team instead of the other team, we'll be better off. But 23 turnovers was not good, but it's the first time we'd been in front of a crowd. If we turn it over 23 times Wednesday night, it's going to be a 20-point butt-whipping too. But so hopefully we'll be better.
And you have, since these closed scrimmages have been allowed, you have been pretty consistent in trying to have one of those and then one public mm-hmm. exhibition to give your guys some different experiences.
Yeah, because when you scrimmage like we did Villanova, I mean, seriously, we did a 20-minute scrimmage, and then we did our last 5 or 6 guys against their last 5 or 6 guys, and then we did a 20-minute scrimmage, and then we did 8 minutes of them playing zone and us playing zone. And I mean, ours was terrible because we haven't worked on it a single day. But so you are, and then we went their ball out of bounds underneath with 4 seconds to play, their ball out of bounds sidelines with 4 seconds to play, and then we got the same scenario. And then their ball under OB with 2 and under OB with 10, so we got it again. And then full court with 4 seconds to play and full court with 10 seconds to play. So we had those kind of scenarios there that help us that you don't do in an exhibition game. So that part is good for the coaching part. And then the exhibition game, I think it's good to get them out there in front of people for the first time, and mama's watching them, and they said, "Mama, watch this," instead of doing what I say. And so you get past that part of it a little bit. But I think it is good to get them in front of the people.
Coach, wanted to mention before we take our next break, and we received a question about this too. There have been a couple of rule changes, 2 pretty significant ones this year. 1, the 3-point line moving back. Rufus in the restaurant asked how you think that has affected shots from the perimeter. And then also the shot clock changing this year. If you get an offensive rebound, the shot clock resets to 20 seconds instead of to 30. Just your thoughts on that as well.
Yeah, the first one, wherever they put the line, everybody's got to play the same thing. We shoot fewer threes historically. Now, last year we shot more threes than maybe we've ever shot.
Correct.
And we should have, because we had Luke Kenny and Cam and Kobe and guys who could shoot it. Now, I mean, they can make it. You know, everybody can shoot the sucker. I like guys who can make it. You've heard me say that before. But moving it back, I think it's 15, 16 inches,
half,
something
yeah.
like that. And I think one thing that it does, you would tend to think you're not going to shoot as high a percentage. And that tends to help us a little bit, because we want to go inside and foul, you know, get you in foul trouble anyway. But the kids will adapt to it, and they can make them for NBA distance. So I think this year you'll see the percentage go down just a little bit, and then it'll start going back up, and it's not that big of a difference. But it will spread you a little bit more, which we like because we like to drive and get it inside anyway. But it remains to be seen how big a difference, and I don't think anybody know until the end of the year and they start looking at the percentages. The other one, I have a little mixed emotions about it because what we do is, and I have a favorite saying, we get an offensive rebound, I'm always saying, make them pay. Make them pay for giving us another opportunity. And sometimes if that takes 30 seconds, it's okay. And if that takes 2 seconds, because I'm not against shooting the ball quickly. I just want the guys to shoot the ball quickly or the guys that make that shot. You know, I have another saying, get the shot we all want. You know, everybody shoots it. I'll say, how many of you guys liked Armando's shot? And nobody raises their hand. I said, Armando, you better put your hand up because you shot the sucker, okay?
At least one person.
Yeah,
Mike.
So you got to have an understanding of what's a good shot for you. And that's a little bit of it's taken me a little while to get up because you get that shot, you miss it, you get the offensive rebound, and then all of a sudden, you know, it's 10 seconds. Right. And so it's a little quicker, but usually the quicker the clock, the better off we are.
One thing about that shot clock change as well that might need to be addressed. If Carolina shoots with 25 seconds left on the original shot clock, for example, and gets its own offensive rebound, the clock does reset to 20. So they actually lose a couple of seconds on the possession if you shoot it initially before the clock gets to 20 seconds. Might be something to consider when looking at that rule moving forward. Mm-hmm. All right, we're going to take a timeout, come back, start getting to your questions for the head coach of the Tar Heels. A lot of ways you can do it. 866-TAR-HEEL, 866-827-4335. Again, shoot me a tweet at Jones Angel or put a question in the comments on Facebook Live. Coming up next, your questions for the Hall of Fame head coach of the Heels. It's Roy Williams live from Learfield, IMG College.
As official retail bank sponsor of Carolina Athletics, Wells Fargo understands being a Tar Heel fan means there's no off-season. With the Wells Fargo Tar Heels debit card, you can show off your Carolina pride no matter where you are. It's your colors, your team, your card. Visit wellsfargo.com and search Card Design Studio or stop by and speak to a Wells Fargo team member to learn more. 2019 Wells Fargo Bank, NA, all rights reserved.
Whether you're headed to work or out to the game, the Terrain Contact HT is designed for what you do. A premium highway terrain tire for light trucks and SUVs, the Terrain Contact HT is strong, durable, and quiet with a focus on long tread life and exceptional wet braking. Featuring Traction Plus technology, the Terrain Contact HT provides the perfect balance between on-road durability and manners. Continental Tire, a proud partner of Carolina Athletics.
Duke Energy, we're already building a more intelligent and innovative energy future with smart meters that give timely alerts so you can adjust your energy use and the control to pick your own due date so you can budget wisely. Discover new ways to save energy and money with smart meters. Just another way we're building a smarter energy future. Paid for by Duke Energy shareholders.
When it comes to your favorite team, you've got a lot to be passionate about. Same is true with the all-new adventure-ready Ford Ranger. Once you experience the boundary-pushing off-road tech and legendary Ford toughness, you'll become a big fan of Ranger, too. The only adventure gear built Ford tough. Drive it home. Drive it now. Drive it like a Ford. For great offers on Ranger, go to buyfordnow.com or visit your Carolina Ford dealer today.
Owning an LS tractor is about a lot of things.
For me, it's about lift capacity.
It's about the hydraulics.
Owning an LS, it's about how well it's made.
Steel, baby.
More features.
Standard features.
It's about the land.
Making it better.
Having something to pass down.
It's about owning the best.
Find your local LS dealer at lstractorusa.com and see what it's about for you.
So glad you're with us tonight, whether you're here at Top of the Hill Restaurant or listening in somewhere on the Tar Heel Sports Network. Maybe you're listening to your local radio affiliate, GoHeels.com, the GoHeels app, the TuneIn app. Maybe you're receiving this as a podcast at a later date. However you're listening tonight or today, we appreciate you doing so. Quick reminder about during the games, if you'd like to sync up the radio broadcast, if you're watching at home, the TV feed, but you want to hear the radio broadcast, you can go to the website syncmygame.com. Some really easy instructions on how to do that. And I promise we're giving you the Carolina perspective when we're sitting there calling to the game. Looking forward to working with former Tar Heel All-America Eric Montross again this season. New polls are out, or the first polls of the season. Carolina comes in at number 9 in the AP poll, 11 in the coaches' poll. And per usual, a lot of potential Carolina opponents, or for sure Carolina opponents, are ranked. Duke comes in at number 4, Louisville 5, Virginia 11. Carolina will be going out to Gonzaga in mid-December. The Bulldogs are ranked 8th. Seton Hall and Oregon are both involved in the Battle for Atlantis tournament that the Tar Heels will participate in the Bahamas in a couple of weeks. Seton Hall is 12th. Oregon 15th in the preseason poll. Ohio State will be Carolina's opponent in the ACC Big Ten Challenge. That is in at the Smith Center this year. Buckeyes are number 18 in the country. As Coach has referenced, the Tar Heels and all the teams in the ACC, except for one, will be starting with a conference game, start the season with a conference opponent. Those games actually start tomorrow. Louisville at Miami at 6:30. Virginia Tech at Clemson at 7. Georgia Tech at NC State at 8:30. Then on Wednesday, Wake at BC at 6. Florida State visits Pitt at 8. Virginia at Syracuse at 9. And, of course, the Tar Heels hosting Notre Dame at 7 o'clock. All right, let's get to some questions. And, Coach, we'll start with one that came via Twitter. This one came from at CoNice, and he wanted to know, with having the or will having the ability to play two post players in the game, referencing Garrison Brooks and Armando Bacot, will that change the style from which you have played the last 2 years, where you have been a little more perimeter oriented because of your personnel?
Yeah, because of your personnel. Last year we've played two big guys, but one of them was Luke May, who could shoot it really well from outside. We let him shoot the trail three in secondary break, and basically gave him a lot of leeway because he deserved it. So it'll be different there. Garrison may shoot one every now and then, but he won't shoot a ton of them. Armando will not. Sterling, we don't know what Sterling's going to do, how much he's going to play, if he's going to play, and all those big question marks. Huff, if he shoots one, I won't wait for a horn. We'll just take him out without the horn, those kind of things. So Luke was much different than the other post guys. We still have the sets where we have two guys interchanging high-low or two double-low post, and the things that I really believe in that have stuck with us for a long time. But you have to change for your personnel. But Tyler Zeller was the best runner we have ever had, so he ran and got more pitch aheads from Kendall Marshall than anybody else. So you have to change your personnel a little bit. And Kennedy and Isaiah, neither one of those guys shot threes, but they were really good around the basket. And Kenny maybe as good an outlet passer as I've ever had. So you do change to your personnel.
Seems like Garrison has been working. You mentioned he may shoot every now and then. He's been working really hard on that face-up jump shot for him.
Well, he'll shoot more than a little every now and then, but if he shoots more threes than a little now and then, we're going to have a discussion. I want him to be more aggressive shooting the ball, and we work every day on the big guys coming down in second air break, shooting this jump shot from either three-point line into the foul line. Shoot that. We work every day on their post moves, and I do want Garrison to be more offensive-minded, but still, you have to understand, I want us to play with our brain. There was one play today in practice. Garrison shot the ball from about the foul line, maybe just a little bit back. And I said, was that a good shot? And he was a little bit confused, didn't know the right answer, which is okay. But it was not a good shot. The only reason it had a chance, well, it's always a good shot, and I tell him, if it goes in, I'm going to clap. So if it goes in, it's a good shot. That's great. But what if we work on coming down in secondary, the big guy shooting the ball, I said free throw line to the top of the key. But Garrison had Andrew wide open right there to the wing. So that's the reason it was not a good shot, because it's common sense. I'd rather have Andrew shooting and Garrison rebounding as opposed to Garrison shooting and Andrew rebounding. And it was an okay shot because it's a shot we work on, but I didn't like it. First of all, it didn't go in, so I don't ever like any of those. But it's something that we want him to be more aggressive, but he's still got to remember, like everybody else, what's the best shot we can get.
Coach, back again this year is the Cruisers question of the night. The winner's going to get a $25 gas gift card courtesy of Cruisers. Fountain drinks with chewy ice, guaranteed fresh coffee, high-performance gasoline. Cruisers, let's go. It comes from Amy Cook tonight via Twitter. And, Coach, these gentlemen are joining us here tonight in the restaurant. She wants to know, how has it been having the cameras following the team around for the All Access show? She said she loved the first episode. She wished it was weekly instead of monthly. She wants more Tar Heels, but what's that been like?
It stinks. I got some sorry individuals walking around following me all the time with cameras, acting like I know what the crap they're doing. And no, true story. Now, this is true. I don't even know if is Chris here tonight?
Right here,
Chris is back
there. In the back, yeah.
Yeah, he's one of the sorriest individuals I've ever known. Chris, and I don't think Chris has heard this story. Something was said, and I said, yeah. I said, I'm glad that's over with. And they said, what are you talking about? And I said, All Access. And they said, Coach, that's all year. I said, what are you talking about? And I said, I understood that it was like a preseason thing.
Right.
I mean, I let them mic me during practice and all this kind of crap. And I thought it was just going to be the first tip until the game started. And they told me that just ruined my day. And I thought, God almighty, I got to be nice to these guys and put on different looks and faces and all this kind of stuff. But I really did. I thought it was just the preseason. The other day at practice, I looked around. We had 7 cameras at practice. Dean Smith turned over his grave 8 times. I mean, Coach Smith would have never allowed this kind of thing. But I said, all right, you know we got to do more things. I got to get into modern age and all that kind of stuff. So I thought, yeah, I thought I was really being a good guy. Said, yeah, we'll do that. Don't worry about it. I'll live with it, everything. I thought it was the first 5 weeks. I'm just stunned.
You thought it was a one episode.
Yeah, I did. I said, how was the episode All Access? And they started saying something. I said, what are y'all talking about? But they said, Coach, that is all year long. I'm serious. You talk to my staff. I mean, I was blown away. Steve Kirshner, I haven't brought it up to him yet. You know, I think he's maybe afraid but he evidently, they told me that. It was just one of those kind of things that Wanda says I do a lot of. I wasn't listening. And so, God almighty. You know, I woke up one morning, I was married. I listened a little bit then. Damn, now I got to wake up and I look at these sorry rascals for the next 5 months. Chris, you should be hiding behind that thing right here.
I'd be interested in, actually, we received another question. This from Dennis along these lines. How do you work with those guys to say, hey, that's okay to go out, or, hey, I'd rather that not go out on the show?
No, I say no. You know, it's pretty easy. Right. It's not, I'd rather not have it. I've told them, I said, if you put that on and I don't want it on, I'll kill you. It's a pretty simple deal. I told Chris, he's got to get some new shoes. You got any new shoes yet, boy? God almighty, son. You got to next week, we're going to fire your butt. Okay.
One-way relationship, right?
He's wearing 3 stripes. Man's got all the money in the world, can't afford any dadgum Jordan, wearing 3 stripes on his feet.
We'll come back. We got a lot more to talk about. Coach, we only have 30 minutes left, and this show is over tonight after 30 more minutes. We'll come back second half of the show coming up. It's Roy Williams live from Learfield, IMG College.
Tar Heel fans, when shopping for your game day celebrations, don't forget to pick up your favorite variety of Lay's potato chips and Tostitos to tailgate like the Tar Heels. Tostitos and Lay's are an essential part of the game day tradition and a proud partner of Carolina Athletics. Whether you are at Keenan Stadium or hosting Heels fans at home, make sure Lay's and Tostitos are a part of your Tar Heels game day ritual. Go Heels!
We all have stories to tell. Let Pandora Jewelry help you tell your story with distinctive designs that represent what you love. Discover the pieces that fuel your passions, inspire self-expression, and spark creativity. So follow your own rules and get lost in the spirit of adventure. What do you love? Shop Pandora Jewelry now and discover the stories that make you, you.
Available at Reed's Jewelers and Reed's.com.
The Learfield IMG College Director's Cup, the highly recognized mark of distinction in college athletics across all divisions, both men's and women's sports. Follow your favorite team's pursuit for excellence in this prestigious annual award through the directorscup.com, USA Today, or L Director's Cup on Twitter. Learfield IMG College Director's Cup, the crowning achievement in college athletics since 1993.
You
UNC fans, when you're looking for a unique shopping and dining experience, make Crabtree Valley Mall your game day, any day, all day destination. Crabtree offers more than 200 unique shops like Southern Marsh, Brooks Brothers, Oakley, Allen Edmonds, Coach, Altered State, and the Disney Store. Plus restaurants like the Cheesecake Factory, Fleming's Prime Steakhouse, Uncle Julio's Mexican from Scratch, and Seasons 52 Fresh Grill. Visit us at shopcrabtree.com. Crabtree Valley Mall, Linwood Avenue, Raleigh.
Hey, all you Carolina fans. Nationwide Asians are just like you. They support the Tar Heels, too. They're also proud to live in Chapel Hill and Nashville, where they help families like yours with auto, home, business, farm, life, and retirement. Don't drop the ball. Get the professional coaching you need to win at life. Give Pete Seagroves in Chapel Hill a call at 919-942-8733 or Brian Hudson in Nashville a call at 252-459-2613. And go Tar Heels. Nationwide is on your side.
Top of the Hill Restaurant, downtown at Chapel Hill, and the latest edition of Roy Williams Live. First edition of the season. Thanks so much for being here tonight. Going to get to some more questions for Coach in just a second. Wanted to give you a quick update from around Carolina Athletics. This is such a busy time of year. Let's start off with field hockey. Field hockey 17-0. They finished ACC regular season champions. They have won 40 consecutive games. Their last one came Sunday in overtime, beat St. Joseph's 3-2. The women's next action will be in the ACC semifinals. They will face either Syracuse or Louisville. That game is Friday at 1 o'clock in Newton, Massachusetts. Men's soccer hosting Syracuse in the first round of the ACC tournament. That is tomorrow at 4 o'clock. Women's soccer finished the season, the regular season, 17-1-1. They won their 23rd ACC regular season championship with a record of 9 wins, no losses, and a tie. Their latest action was a win against Notre Dame last night, 3-0. That was in the quarterfinals of the ACC tournament. The Heels will face NC State Friday at 5 o'clock in Cary. That is the ACC semifinal match. The other half of that tournament is Florida State and Virginia. Volleyball, Carolina swept Clemson on Sunday. They are now 8-4 in ACC play. Volleyball teams got Duke in Durham on Thursday, Wake in Winston on Sunday. Two more, women's basketball. Courtney Banghart picked up a win in her first exhibition matchup. That came against Wingate on Thursday, 82-37. The regular season for the women start Thursday against Western Carolina at 7 o'clock. And football, De'Ami Brown named ACC Receiver of the Week. What a game for De'Ami on Saturday. 6 catches, 202 yards, 3 touchdowns. It was just the 7th ever 200-yard receiving game in Carolina football history. The 3 touchdowns, first time since Mac Hollins did that against Wake in 2015. First time that a Tar Heel has had 3 touchdowns of 25 yards or more in the same game since Hakeem Nicks back in 2008. Hakeem did it against Boston College. And finally, Sam Howell named ACC Rookie of the Week for his performance. Sam now has 26 touchdowns on the season. That is tied for 3rd best of a Tar Heel in a single season ever, tied with Bryn Renner. Renner also holds 2nd place on that list with 28. Mitch Trubisky holds the record with 30. And Coach, 2 questions coming off of what I just talked about there before we get to some other questions. One, have you gotten to know the new women's coach, Courtney Banghart, at all? And just your thoughts on Coach Banghart.
I really like Courtney. I think she's got a great deal of youthful exuberance. Yeah. It's enthusiasm would be really good for our girls. It's a fresh start. You know, Sylvia did so many great, great things for an unbelievable career that she had here. And Courtney's got a challenge, and I think they'll be really good in each and every year. It'll be a different style of play, a little bit than what Sylvia used. But I'm excited about watching the girls. I used to go to a lot of the women's game with Sylvia as a coach, and I think they play Thursday night.
Thursday night.
Yeah, so we won't be able to see Thursdays because we'll be practicing and leaving ourselves to go down for the second game. But I'll be there and enjoy watching them.
And then, Coach, I was going to ask you about football. Obviously didn't get the result Carolina wanted on Saturday, but been such an exciting season so far for the Tar Heels.
Well, yeah, but I'm like, Mac, I could give a darn about the exciting. Let's just win, you know, instead of waiting for the last series of downs every time we play. And this weekend, I guess that's eight of our nine games have gone down to who has the ball last and what they do. And Max may have started the season younger than I am. His butt's older than I am right now. It's just what it is. But it's been great. Sam Howell has been unbelievable. I mean, I don't know that I've ever seen a freshman throw that ball and do it what he's done for us. And I enjoy watching our kids. We've been banged up quite a bit, which has been a really negative for us.
Coach, let's get to a question or two here for our next break. Tyrese sent this question in. Always a lot of interest about recruiting. And, of course, Coach can't talk about individual recruits or people that the
Tar Heels. What's Tyrese's last name?
I only wrote Tyrese. Okay. Not sure. Sorry.
It's not Tyrese Rice.
It's not Tyrese Rice from Boston College. Okay. I know that.
7 threes in the first half, I think it was, or eight.
Yeah, that's right.
I don't know why.
Walked down the court waving himself off that time, I remember.
We still won the game.
That's right. Tar Heels won the game. Danny Green hit a bunch of threes there in the second half. Tyrese wanted to know, what is a typical official visit like for a recruit when he comes to Chapel Hill for the weekend?
Oh, it probably is about the same thing at every place. I mean, you get them, you try to show them everything you can, you run them around like crazy, wear them out and all this kind of stuff. And then at different time periods during the 48 hours, you get down on your knees and beg them to come, you know, and those kind of things. And it really is. They generally get here, let's say, Friday afternoon, and they come to the basketball office, you visit with them, show them the office, show them the what we have in the Smith Center. They go to practice, go out to eat that night. Sometimes with their families and the coaches, and then the next night they'll eat with just the players, and if their parents are there, we'll eat with them. Saturday, you show them the weight room, talk to Jonas, talk to Doug, talk to Jen Townsend about the academic side. If there's any one particular part that they know they already want to study, make sure you have somebody from, say, the business school to talk to them like that, and have a chance to watch us practice again. The exhibition Friday night, we had a visitor this weekend that was able to see that game. If you have that, if not, they get to see a couple of practices sometimes. And I like them to see the practice because our players don't like it because I always run a couple of extra sprints at the end of practice if a prospect's there, because I want them to know if they come, they're going to have to run.
Sure.
And so we try to get some of those messages across. But it's, you're entertaining somebody for 48 hours. And, you know, it's the quality of the players that we're trying to recruit. Other quality schools are trying to recruit them. So it's a good experience for the guys, but at the end, recruiting gets to be bad because you've got to make a decision. You can only go to one school. You got to tell somebody no that you've gotten to know quite a bit over the last several months, and that's not comfortable for kids. It's not comfortable for a lot of people in this room. It's hard to say no to somebody, but it's part of it. But I think I always get them to do two things: just ask questions. If you don't understand, just ask a question about it, and then also talk to the players because they've got the best information. If the parents are there, and it's the parents of our current players here, get them to talk to them because they've got better information than anybody else. And I tell them, you know, I'm not always a nice guy, and so make sure you can handle that and a few other things.
I mean, and we may have talked about this before, Coach, I don't remember, but in recruiting, inevitably you're going to have failure sometimes just because of the nature of of that part of it. How hard is that for you, somebody who goes at it so hard and gets to know these kids so well, when you don't get a guy that you've built a relationship with?
It's really hard. I mean, because recruiting is the, quote, lifeblood of your program, but you want kids to believe in you. You want kids to believe in your school. You want kids to have a love for the University of North Carolina. They can't have it like I can. Because I've been here. I've been here. I know where all the bodies are buried and everything else. But you want them to feel that way. And when a kid tells you no, it just, it kills you. I mean, if you finish second, you know, seconds, what's that old saying, second's good in horseshoes and hand grenades, you know, stuff like that. That just means you spend a lot of time and a lot of money. Last year, we recruited a kid really hard. I'd recruited him for 3 years. I'd gone on an airplane 13 times, I think, longer than 2 hours one way.
Wow.
Okay, 13 times to be there in his school, his home or something. And, you know, that's a lot of time and a lot of money. And, again, if you finish second, it's the worst feeling. But, no, it's hard. Hubert Davis had no idea when he started working for what recruiting was going to do and do to him. And he came up. Coach Robinson and I have always – we've talked about this forever. Kids lie, parents lie, coaches lie. You know, I mean, it's just what it is. And Hubert came up with a note. He said, I'm scarred by this recruiting stuff. But it is really, really hard, in particular for someone like me or Hubert, because we went to school here. We have a love for this place that very few people come even close to. And when a kid doesn't choose to come here, it just, again, I can't put in words, it just kills you. Bottom line, let's talk about something else. God Almighty.
We'll take a break. We'll gather our thoughts, come back. We'll talk about something positive when we return to Top of the Hill Restaurant and Roy Williams Live from Learfield, IMG College.
We all have stories to tell. Let Pandora Jewelry help you tell your story with distinctive designs that represent what you love. Discover the pieces that fuel your passions, inspire self-expression, and spark creativity. So follow your own rules and get lost in the spirit of adventure. What do you love? Shop Pandora Jewelry now and discover the stories that make you, you.
Available at Reed's Jewelers and Reed's.com.
When it comes to caring for champions, UNC Healthcare is in it to win it. With great expertise and the latest innovation, we're delivering compassionate care to keep every player in the game. From collegiate point guards attacking the rim to neighborhood friends scoring in a pickup game, our entire team is here to care for you. See our lineup at unchealthcare.org/sports.
My lucky number? 500. I have 500 songs in my workout playlist, and my college application essay was exactly 500 words. But now I have a new favorite 500. $500 tuition. In North Carolina, three universities charge just $500 tuition per semester for in-state students. That's right, $500 tuition per semester at three state universities. Learn more at affordableeducation.org. Affordable college for everyone. Produced with U.S. Ed Gear Up grant funds awarded to the UNC system. P334S120003.
When it comes to your favorite team, you've got a lot to be passionate about. Same is true with the all-new adventure-ready Ford Ranger. Once you experience the boundary-pushing off-road tech and legendary Ford toughness, you'll become a big fan of Ranger, too. The only adventure gear built Ford tough. Drive it home. Drive it now. Drive it like a Ford. For great offers on Ranger, go to buyfordnow.com or visit your Carolina Ford dealer today.
For Tar Heel fans, Saturday is game day. For business owners, it's another day in your work week. UPS gets that. That's why they offer Saturday delivery, so you can keep things running smoothly even while your customers drop everything for the game. Stay on top of your game. Ship with UPS, official logistics company of North Carolina Athletics.
Back inside Top of the Hill Restaurant, and back again this year during the Coach Williams Show. We are going to have our Alumni Hall giveaway every single week. So everybody who comes here to Top of the Hill should get a ticket. And in the next commercial break, we'll pull out a ticket. And today we're giving away a Ramsey's 30-ounce game time tumbler. So this is what we'll be giving away today. And if you don't win, no problem. There's this and a lot more at Alumni Hall, located just down Franklin Street in the new Carolina Square. Stop by Alumni Hall in person or shop online at alumnihall.com. Coach, wanted to do just one quick question, then we'll take a break. We'll get to that Alumni Hall item and get us back on time a little bit. I'm already in midseason form, getting us behind here. And had a couple people ask this question, including Mike in Ontario, Canada, and Matthew via Twitter. They wanted to know, normally early in the season, it seems that you like to experiment with lineups some, put a lot of different combinations of guys out on the floor. With the ACC play starting so early with such a difficult non-conference schedule, do you have to back away from that a little bit more this season?
Not really. We're going back away from it because we don't have enough healthy, experienced bodies.
I mean, right.
Right now, there's seven, since we lost B-Rob, there's seven guys who will play the majority of the game, and that'll be about it.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, because, again, we got, you know, it looks like a MASH unit over there sometime. We got more guys riding bikes than we do running sprints at the end of the game, but into practice. But, no, this year will be a little bit different just because the number of experience or athletic or good enough or something like that. It'll be about a seven, could – Could be maybe as many as eight, but not like we've done many times in the past.
Going to take one more quick break just to get us back on time. If you're here in the restaurant with us, we will find those tickets. We're going to pull this ticket during this commercial break and give away that item from Alumni Hall. But we'll take a time out. Come back. More to do with Coach after this from Learfield, IMG College.
It's bow time at Bojangles. Come in today for our bold, craveable chicken supremes. At Bojangles, we believe chicken tenders should be full of flavor. That's why we don't serve chicken fingers, strips, or nuggets. We serve whole breast tenders with a one-of-a-kind spice you can only find at Bojangles. Our chicken supremes are the best. How else do you think they got their name? Hurry in for a chicken supremes combo with your choice of fixin', a biscuit, and a drink. Bojangles, it's bow time, y'all.
As official retail bank sponsor of Carolina Athletics, Wells Fargo understands being a Tar Heel fan means there's no off-season. With the Wells Fargo Tar Heels debit card, you can show off your Carolina pride no matter where you are. It's your colors, your team, your card. Visit wellsfargo.com and search Card Design Studio or stop by and speak to a Wells Fargo team member to learn more. 2019 Wells Fargo Bank, NA All Rights Reserved.
UNC fans, when you're looking for a unique shopping and dining experience, make Crabtree Valley Mall your game day, any day, all day destination. Crabtree offers more than 200 unique shops like Southern Marsh, Brooks Brothers, Oakley, Allen Edmonds, Coach, Altered State, and the Disney Store, plus restaurants like the Cheesecake Factory, Fleming's Prime Steakhouse, Uncle Julio's Mexican from Scratch, and Seasons 52 Fresh Grill. Visit us at shopcrabtree.com. Crabtree Valley Mall, Linwood Avenue, Raleigh.
We all have stories to tell. Let Pandora Jewelry help you tell your story with distinctive designs that represent what you love. Discover the pieces that fuel your passions, inspire self-expression, and spark creativity. So follow your own rules and get lost in the spirit of adventure. What do you love? Shop Pandora Jewelry now and discover the stories that make you, you.
Available at Reed's Jewelers and Reed's.com.
Owning an LS tractor is about a lot of things.
For me, it's about lift capacity.
It's about the hydraulics.
Owning an LS, it's about how well it's made.
Steel, baby.
More features.
Standard features.
It's about the land.
Making it better.
Having something to pass down.
It's about owning the best.
Find your local LS dealer at lstractorusa.com and see what it's about for you.
Roy Williams live on a Monday, November the 4th. Thank you so much for being here and joining us tonight. Quick update on the schedule for the next couple of days. It is November, which, of course, is a very busy time of year, including for us here on the radio network. We'll be with you on Wednesday night, of course, from the Smith Center, Carolina and Notre Dame. That is a 7 o'clock tip on Wednesday. We'll be on the air radio-wise at 6. Tar Heels in a quick turnaround as they'll be down in Wilmington. Of course, C.B. McGrath, longtime assistant coach here for the Tar Heels. C.B., the head coach of UNCW. Carolina will go play in Wilmington on Friday night. That is also a 7 o'clock game. We'll be on there at 6 o'clock for that one. Next Monday here at Top of the Hill, Coach Brown will be here. Next Tuesday at Top of the Hill, Coach Williams will be here. This is not just a one episode show for this, Coach. We do ask you to come a couple times during the year. Football will be Thursday, next Thursday at Pittsburgh. That is an 8 o'clock game. We'll be on the air at 7. And then next Friday, a Friday night 9 o'clock game in the Smith Center against Gardner Webb. We'll be on the air
That's
at 8.
Us?
That's you guys. Yes, sir.
Oh, geez.
And we also need to wish a happy birthday. Heard him singing earlier, Karen Guest. Karen, happy birthday. Thank you so much for being here tonight. Coach
Thanks
had a question.
For the cake, too.
Yeah, that's right. Thanks for the cake.
I've already eaten mine.
Coach, Jeff sent in an email question about your two graduate transfers. Just wondering if you could tell Tar Heel fans a little bit about Justin Pierce and Christian Keeling.
Justin Pierce, 6'6", as I said a little bit earlier, he's going to have to play some at the 3 and some at the 4 also, and that's a little bit more challenging. And you know, he's already a fourth-year guy, so it's not like he's a freshman. The experience factor, I think, could help him a great deal. But good athlete right now. His head is spinning around quicker than it's ever done that before. Great student in our business school, doing a great job there. Christian Keeling is a miniature Theo Pinson, half idiot, but does some nice things too. He's fun to be around. Keeps wanting to give me a hug. I tell him, you start playing better and I'll give you a hug. I'm not doing that. First half the other night had 0 points. I said, stay away from me. No, but Christian has the ability to score, and it's going to be something that we're going to need, because I worry more about scoring this year than maybe any team I've coached in maybe any. But Christian can help us too. I'm really glad they're here. They're enjoying it. People are treating them really well, and I think they're enjoying their experience.
Justin Pierce had an opportunity to talk to Justin a couple days ago. Just an intelligent guy. He said he was taking 6 classes at the end at William & Mary in the final semester and playing basketball to try to make sure that he could graduate in 3 years, and just a really smart guy.
His brother is a wide receiver at Cincinnati.
Correct.
I think they're ranked, and he's really having a big-time year. He skipped our football game. So he asked me about it, and I said yes. So he went to the East Carolina-Cincinnati game Saturday night and saw them play.
One more question, Coach. We'll take a break, then look at Notre Dame. This one comes from Ronnie via Twitter. Wanted to know who you feel like your most advanced defender on your team is at the moment.
Garrison Brooks. Garrison was a defensive player of the year last year on our team and is really still doing good things. B-Rob's gotten better and better and better, but he's hurt right now. For a freshman, Cole Anthony can get up into you. He can put some pressure on you. Just got to be concerned about picking up silly fouls. And then Leakey. Off the ball, Leakey's by far the best. Mm. And now we've got to get him to be able to guard somebody when they have the ball a little bit better, and because they drive him to the basket way too much, because he's always trying to steal the ball. And for some of the old-timers in here, Leakey could be the kind of defender that Dudley Bradley was, and that's pretty much the bar as far as I've always said. Dudley Bradley, Jack Emanuel, Marcus Page, those kind of guys were great defenders, and Leakey's got that chance to get his hands on a lot of balls.
We'll take our last break, come back, take a peek to Notre Dame coming in to the Smith Center on Wednesday when we return to wrap things up from Top of the Hill. Roy Williams live from Learfield, IMG College.
When it comes to caring for champions, UNC Healthcare is in it to win it. With great expertise and the latest innovation, we're delivering compassionate care to keep every player in the game. From collegiate point guards attacking the rim, to neighborhood friends scoring in a pickup game, our entire team is here to care for you. See our lineup at unchealthcare.org/sports.
It's bow time at Bojangles. Come in today for our bold, craveable chicken supremes. At Bojangles, we believe chicken tenders should be full of flavor. That's why we don't serve chicken fingers, strips, or nuggets. We serve whole breast tenders with a one-of-a-kind spice you can only find at Bojangles. Our chicken supremes are the best. How else do you think they got their name? Hurry in for a chicken supremes combo with your choice of fixin', a biscuit, and a drink. Bojangles, it's bow time, y'all.
The Learfield IMG College Director's Cup, the highly recognized mark of distinction in college athletics across all divisions, both men's and women's sports. Follow your favorite team's pursuit for excellence in this prestigious annual award through the directorscup.com, USA Today, or L Director's Cup on Twitter. Learfield IMG College Director's Cup, the crowning achievement in college athletics since 1993.
UNC fans, when you're looking for a unique shopping and dining experience, make Crabtree Valley Mall your game day, any day, all day destination. Crabtree offers more than 200 unique shops like Southern Marsh, Brooks Brothers, Oakley, Allen Edmonds, Coach, Altered State, and the Disney Store. Plus restaurants like the Cheesecake Factory, Fleming's Prime Steakhouse, Uncle Julio's Mexican from Scratch, and Seasons 52 Fresh Grill. Visit us at shopcrabtree.com. Crabtree Valley Mall, Linwood Avenue, Raleigh.
As official retail bank sponsor of Carolina Athletics, Wells Fargo understands being a Tar Heel fan means there's no off-season. With the Wells Fargo Tar Heels debit card, you can show off your Carolina pride no matter where you are. It's your colors, your team, your card. Visit wellsfargo.com and search Card Design Studio, or stop by and speak to a Wells Fargo team member to learn more. 2019 Wells Fargo Bank, NA, all rights reserved.
All All right, we have a little more than a minute left on the show. Carolina opens the 2020 season, gracious, the 2019-20 season against Notre Dame. And, Coach, you referenced this earlier, Notre Dame, an extraordinarily experienced team. 10 of their 12 players from last year's team are back, including their five starters from the beginning of the season. They did have an injury in there. But, man, big-time challenge for your young team coming up on Wednesday night.
You know, the matchups you always would be very concerned about. The big fella, John.
Oh, yep, Mooney. Gosh,
he can shoot the ball. He's a first or second in the league in rebounding last year. Poor Armando's not going to know what's hitting him sometimes. But thankfully, some of those times, Garrison could be guarding him as well. But, no, Gibbs, John Mooney, those guys, they were very successful for him last year. Little freshman last night or the two nights ago in their exhibition had 5 threes. So it'll be a big-time challenge for us. Thank you guys for being here. Andrew Clarkey, thank you guys for coming and supporting us too. Thanks, everybody. I'm sorry I'm going to see you so soon again.
We will see you on a Wednesday in the Smith Center, 7 o'clock, Carolina and Notre Dame. But for tonight, we say goodnight from Top of the Hill Restaurant and the latest edition of Roy Williams Live.
On the Tar Heel Sports Network, from Learfield IMG College, live from Top of the Hill, Roy Williams Live has been brought to you by Carolina Ford. Drive it like a Tar Heel. Drive it like a Ford. Check out the adventure-ready Ford Ranger at your Carolina Ford dealer. Proud sponsor of Carolina Athletics. Also brought to you by Trusted Choice Independent Insurance Agents of North Carolina. Distracted driving is a serious problem. Don't text and drive. And by Wells Fargo, official sponsor of Carolina Athletics. The preceding has been a Learfield IMG College presentation of the Tar Heel Sports Network.
Let's jump into Peppa's world of play. Look for spring flowers, hunt for muddy puddles, and bravely explore exciting places with Peppa play sets. Peppa Pig. Inspiring kid confidence.